Time for legal briefs in the news now. Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti joins us. Good morning, Karen. Let's talk first about some good news, the crime numbers in this country on the way down. And do we know what's going on here? What's behind this?
No, we don't. And as one expert said, it's as clear as a glass of milk. Why? We just don't know. They're down almost 10% from 2025. And it's across the board. It's in states that are blue, states that are red. It's states that are progressive, states that are conservative. The murder rate's down, robberies down, rapes down, property crime is down. So this is the lowest really since the 1950s. And what I think is most interesting, Bob, is that the perception, at least in the Chicago area, is that we're in a very dangerous place. And that's another reason that we need to examine. Why do we think that we're in danger when it's really, I mean, of course, the city has danger, and of course, you have to be careful, but it's down so low, but yet people think it's the highest it's ever been.
Yes, true. The perception is not matching the reality. These FBI numbers on violent crime, this goes back a couple of years now. The decline started, was it 2025?
Yes, and it just to put the numbers in perspective, during COVID, crime really soared. So it is still coming down from COVID, so maybe some of that is attributable to the fact that it really peaked in the 2020 area.
Mm-hmm.
But still, we're still at the lowest that it's been in maybe 60 years.
Let's hope that continues.
Yes.
A lot of interest in the trial of Lindsay Clancy. Is there sufficient evidence to have the jury acquit her? What do you think?
I do. I do think that. And here's why. First of all, this is a battle of experts. You know, what was she thinking? Was she in a psychosis at the time? Did she understand what she was doing was wrong? And did she have the ability to conform her conduct to the law? That's kind of what the law says. But in Massachusetts, the law is very favorable for somebody like her. Why? Because once you show that there is a credible piece of evidence of mental illness or defect, then the burden shifts to the prosecution to prove she's sane. So she doesn't have to prove that she's insane. Prosecution has to prove that she is. So in that may not count when you're watching the trial, but when the jury goes back there and has those jury instructions, that is going to be a significant point in her favor.
When you have a case like this, and you've been there, you have all this publicity. Does that affect how you work? I know the jury's instructed not to watch the news, but you think they really follow that rule?
I mean, I think they do. I think in some ways, because this case is high profile, it could be that the jury's going to do an extra good job because they know people are watching across the country. They know that people are going to remark on their verdict, whatever it is, and that they better do a good job. I mean, I think juries do a good job to begin with. They're very diligent. They take their job seriously for the most part. But I think this putting the pressure on to really do an excellent job and spend the time to go over all of this very complicated psychological testimony.
A federal judge struck down a Trump administration ban on issuing immigrant visas to people from 75 countries. What did this order provide exactly here?
It was pretty simple. You can't do that. And there's a law that was passed about 60 years ago called the Immigration and Nationality Act. And it says you can't discriminate in assessing visa applications. You can't say, I don't like you because you're from Somalia, or I don't like you because you're from Ireland. That is completely against the law. And some people are surprised about that, saying maybe we should discriminate against people based on their nationality. But think about it. Every state in the country are in federal law. All our municipalities have laws that say you cannot discriminate based on the fact that you're Catholic or Jewish or Irish or what have you. So this is an anti-discrimination law when it comes to immigration, and it's going to be upheld, is my good guess.
But the United States can limit people coming into the country from terrorist groups and those countries, can't they?
Oh, Well, it's not so much the nationality that they can use. It's they can assess who this person is. They can figure out, hey, can you make a living here? And can you be self-supported? Do you have family here? Mm-hmm. Do you have a job here? Is there a humanitarian reason, like a refugee reason? And certainly if you're tied in with crime and terrorism, they can certainly say you can't come in this country. But they can't just do it based on nationality.
And finally, here in Illinois, there's a pause in the assisted suicide law. Tell us what this ruling covers and how you think it will play out.
Sure, yeah. The law is set to go into effect next month, the 12th of September, and some Catholic hospitals and a Lutheran care center brought a lawsuit. And this ruling basically says, as to those people who brought the suit, you don't have to comply with it. Not anyone else. The law will still go into effect, but as to these people, the court is going to reconsider. And what was interesting is our attorney general basically agreed to it and said, you're right, let's pause it as to these people. And what I think is going to happen, and we talked about this last week, I think there might be a rewriting of the law that gives people with religious bases who don't want to participate in assisted suicide the right not to do that.
Karen Conti on the radio Sunday afternoon at 2:30. Thank you, Karen. Have a good week.
You too, Bob.